Hello everybody, it's George from Ireland. Here I'm at the grave of John Millington Synge, someone I've heard about since my childhood. I got to actually touch the headstone to connect with him in some mysterious way. So he was born in an upper middle class Protestant family in Dublin. His dad was a highly successful barrister. So he was often home tutored because he was a very sickly child. But despite his Anglophone Protestant Dublin background, he was fascinated by Western rural Catholic Irish-speaking Ireland, and he was a compositor of folklore. He was a gifted musician, and he got a degree in music, Trinity College Dublin. He went to Paris and Germany to study music, but he's best known as a writer, and he only wrote for 6 years, all his plays. Was it Deirdre of the Sorrows, Riders to the Sea, most famously Playboy of the Western World, invented the term Playboy. The magazine later on took its name from that. The Playboy riots, when the word shift was used in the script and people felt offended it was a vulgarity because it's a lady's undergarment, and so on. So he was a compositor of Irish language folklore and translating into English, helped to found the Abbey Theatre. So a very significant literateur. Bear in mind, he died at the age of only 37, a friend of William Butler Yeats, who was a bit older than him. So he lived most of his life in Dublin, but he did like to travel to the Atlantic coast to go to very remote villages and connect with what he thought was the authentic Ireland. So he had revolutionary sympathies, but he wasn't in the IRB or anything like that. What would he have made of the Easter Rising had he lived to see it? Because he died in only 1909, if memory serves. John Millington Synge, he came from a distinguished family of academics, of Church of Ireland clergy. Some of his collateral descendants were also distinguished in such fields. So that is Synge. Very glad I can get so close to him. There's so much more to say about him, but unfortunately, my memory is running out on the laptop very soon. Here I'm still in Mount St. Jerome Cemetery in Dublin, so south of the river. He grew up in Rathfarnham, not very far from here. Okay, so buried there with his sister, and is it, his two sisters, okay. No, his mother, and so on. Right, thank you very much for watching, and a relative buried there as recently as 1993. So helped to be director of the National Theatre and all that, reviving, part of the Gaelic revival, interested in Irish Ireland, as he perceived it, despite him on being almost exclusively of English ancestry, but they were 17th century English immigrants to Ireland. Right, thank you for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. Toodaloo.